Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Ranchers Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon.
Sometimes it's okay to be the second hardest worker on the farm, especially when you're getting outworked by your John Deere Gator from P&K Equipment. Because we're telling you, these machines can flat out work. No matter the task or terrain, these work tough, play tough, high performance utility vehicles will do the job. And right now, you can get up to $500 off select model XUV Gators. Whether it's a long week of hard work or a long weekend of fun, your Gator's ready. You've got some land, it's time you own it. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/28/16. Other offers available, some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Cattle futures finished the day quite strong here. $1 to $1.20 higher on the feeders, $60 to $1.20 higher on the live cattle. September's 136.50, still at a premium to the index by just a touch. And then the live cattle 108.40 at a discount, at 108.50 at a small discount to where the cash traded today. We traded at the end of last week at 110, and then today there was a little bit of 110.50 trade. So that market is remaining pretty strong. Box beef here at midday was 217 higher on choice at 187.67. Select up 19 at 180.14. About $7 difference there on that choice select spread. At the end of this week, we'll have the cattle on feed report. There's some whopping placements and marketing numbers here. On feed estimates are 101% of last year as of September 1st. It's 10.098 million head. Placements 112.6% last year, or 1.838 million head, and then marketed another big number of 16% higher at 116.7%, or 1.853 million head. And that report will be after the close this Friday at 2 p.m.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were higher for the wheat, Kansas City and Chicago. There was an export sale this morning of 145,000 metric tons of hard red winter wheat to Morocco. We're fairly priced here on the world market, and exports are picking up just a little bit. But then beans shrugged off the three export sales for the soybeans and were 14 cents lower, effectively erasing yesterday's gains. And then some private estimates of the 2017 crop. So looking out into next year, a big decrease for corn acres, 91.1 million. That would be down from 94.8 million acres of corn in 2016. So about a 3.5 million acre drop. Beans are expected to increase by about the same amount, 88.6 million acres expected in 2017, up from 84 million. And then wheat a drop, 49.7 million acres expected, down from 50.4 million last year. Cotton acres also going to drop, 9.4 million acres down from 10.1 last year. So this is really early to be predicting further out there, but given the current price forecast, that's the current estimate over the overall numbers next year. And people are really starting to pay attention to the September 30th grain stocks report, which will be next Friday. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.